This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health, now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, just another day, another angle on my studio in paradise. Just that's right. We are back in Boulder tonight. Or this afternoon. It's a daytime thing as we hit the time zone changes here. I know that y'all are wherever you are, wherever I've been, but let me enjoy it. Do you see the visual Super Don on YouTube, what I got going on here? I'm in the garden right now, and I'm broadcasting, and it's beautiful. Are you kidding me? This is awesome. So welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, everybody. I'm liking it. I don't know about anybody else. Maybe everybody else is going to be jealous. But okay, we're going to just have to deal with that. Tonight, Jeffrey Jackson, Action Jackson, is going to join us, intrepid independent reporter. We're going to be talking about the Monsanto court ruling, how the mainstream media is covering it. Also, what happened to Bayer stock? Nothing good, but that's good. We'll get to that. Also, advanced medicine with Dr. Rasha Bittar. He's a DO with an attitude, a good one, in fact, positive healing attitude. And we're going to be talking about cancer game theory. Bizarre stuff going on in the cancer world. And we'll give you our perspectives that are probably a little bit different than that. But first and foremost, folks, how often have I told you the most dangerous thing you can have in America is really good medical insurance? That's it. The most dangerous thing. It's not a firearm. By the way, we were out at the range today with my buddy Steve and his son and my son. Great time, all safety. There were no range officers there. It was a wide open outdoor range, huge, and it was a wonderful day, you know, pushing the Second Amendment for all it's worth out there in the wilds of, you know, I don't think we killed anything. No, we didn't, not even a beetle, not even a desert beetle, but we nailed some targets. It was great fun, and I'd say shout out to my good buddy Michael Badnarik on that one, who taught me a lot about firearms as well over the years. And listen, you know, it's a tough thing to say when we talk firearms, Second Amendment. Remember, the Second Amendment doesn't grant you the right to keep and bear arms. It acknowledges your right inherent to you by virtue of your birth from that which created you. And if you believe you're a creature of government, you know what? Just go out back and dig around for snails and nails. Oh, no, snails and nails. I'll say snails and, how about slugs? Or slugs? Yeah, those things that come out of snails. Maybe some worms, grub worms, and eat them like a chicken, the chicken that you are. Because if you believe you're a creature from government, you're basically owned and controlled by a bunch of bureaucrats who can't even run their own lives, least of all run yours. And then we got medical insurance. What can medical insurance cover? Pharmaceutical interventions. Granted, modern medicine excels at emergency room trauma surgery, putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. That's never been a controversy on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But outside of that, when it comes to chronic, neurological, or cancer disease, degradation diseases, they're an absolute disaster. Absolute disaster. The best they can do in these cases often, you're at end-of-life scenario, let's give you some opiate drugs to addict you and, in fact, kill you. And those very same opiate drugs you find out the state uses to kill you in official capacity when you're on death row. But those drug companies that make those for sale through doctors, they don't want you to know those same drugs are being used to terminate the lives of prisoners on death row. This is modern medicine. The second, actually the first leading cause of death. And so you have great insurance. You have a disaster. And granted, there are disasters like an aneurysm that you might not have seen. You might not have foreseen. You might not have expected. And this happened to apparently a 17 or 18-year-old girl in Minnesota. And this story, this first story is out of CNN. It's like a real-life Robert Ludlum novel. She has, at 18, 17 or 18, an aneurysm, brain aneurysm. That's a bursting of a vessel, bleeding. You could die. You could become paralyzed. It's like a stroke in a sense. It's horrible, all right? She goes in there. She's in bad shape. She's got a mom and dad that loves her and cares about her. There's no abandonment issues in this case. And they get through, the neurosurgeon repaired. I mean, it's a great outcome, apparently, from that initial stage. But they don't like what's happening after that initial stage of putting her back together. They want to transfer from the Mayo Clinic, right? I went to the Mayo Clinic because that's got such a great reputation. Danger, Will Robinson, if you go to the Mayo Clinic or any other clinic, hospital that wants your business and will find a way to keep it even when you no longer want to give it to them. That's what happened here. This is medical kidnapping. Attempted medical kidnapping resulting in parental kidnapping that wasn't parental kidnapping to get this young lady out of the hospital, Alyssa. So they say we want to transfer. We don't like the care afterwards. We're grateful that what you've done so far. And they say no, you can't leave. In fact, we're trying to get a guardian to an adult guardian because she's 18. Because we don't believe your daughter's capable of making decisions for herself. Yet there's a lot of discrepancies in this case of nurses there that did, and so the parents figuring out that they've got a medical kidnap scenario on their hands. They want to find a way to get their daughter out of the Mayo Clinic. And they set up a scenario. They videotape the scenario. They get her out. The hospital calls the cops. The cops are trying to figure out where they are. They're pinging cell phones. I mean, this is a Robert Ludlum novel here going on in real life. Reporting a patient abduction. And they go to South Dakota. They escape to South Dakota. They're still on the lam, on the run. They have their daughter. They're trying to get her to a hospital they feel, in fact, is not related to the Mayo Clinic because they're suspicious if they go to another hospital related that they're going to cover for each other. Smart parents. They've been paying attention. I don't know if they're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show or reading these stories at Medical Kidnap, but this is big time. And there's no abduction here. This was a willful, I'm an adult, we've got parents that are caring. They take her out, take her away, get her to another hospital. The other hospital, even as the police are closing in now, they know where she is. Their opinion differs from the Mayo Clinic, which there was confusion at Mayo Clinic about whether she was capable of making her own decision. This other hospital in South Dakota says, no, she's capable of making her own decisions. And finally, at that moment, the police stop. Because they've lost their ability to go in on kidnapping charges because clearly there's a difference of opinion and they don't get to decide whose opinion is right, apparently, unless there's some kind of court action or activity here. Did I kind of give a sense, Super Don, in the short time I've had with this story, the outrage that I'm feeling here and the danger of modern medicine, good insurance, and, you know, God bless the doctor that saved her life. This is not about that, but it's about aftercare. You get to decide. The patient and or the parents in combination decide where you get to go next, or do they get to kidnap you and use the courts, use the police powers of the government to keep you as a customer? That's the question here.
Yeah, I mean, you gave the Cliff Notes versions for sure. I mean, that's basically what happened. It ended up having a happy ending, which, you know, in these cases, quite often, as we've shown and we've covered over the years, doesn't always happen.
Yeah.
But if you don't do anything else today, I would recommend that you read this article. And this is one of those times where I know you're going to cringe, Robert, but I'm going to say CNN is doing a good thing here.
Dang, why?
I know. I'm sorry.
I know.
You know what I love here? This is a story. I mean, they're really putting a lot of time and effort into this. Elizabeth Cohen is the person that's covering this, and we've talked about her before. We haven't always agreed with her, but she's covering this.
We're going to give her kudos on this story, no doubt.
She deserves it. But, you know, it's great. I mean, the details of this story are literally like something you would see in a TV drama or a thriller on what these parents went through in order to try and prevent their daughter, their 18-year-old daughter, from being medically kidnapped. Their spidey sense went off, and they didn't know ahead of time that the hospital was attempting to try and get guardianship over their daughter because the parents were doing something that so many parents are trying to do in these medical kidnap scenarios is they want to get a second opinion. And the hospital said no.
Yeah.
The name of this series, they've broken this up into a number of different episodes here, CNN has, is, get this, Escape from the Mayo Clinic. It's almost like Escape from New York or something with Snake Plissken or something, right?
It is. And again, I'm grateful to her parents for doing this because, you know, a lot of parents would be too scared. Because, we become outlaws at that moment.
You got to watch the video on this, because what they did in order to get her out, because the hospital took two nurses and posted these nurses at the door of her room to prevent the parents from trying to take her away. So they they concocted this thing here where it's like Grandma Betty is coming to visit the daughter.
No, this story is great, Super D. I apologize because I don't want to go into detail. I want everybody to discover it, but it was brilliant what they did to trick them. But I just want you to imagine, let's go back a few years when there was competing computer stores, right? Computer AV stores. Imagine you're a customer at Best Buy and you like something you bought there, but then you didn't like the service and you're there and you're saying, you know what, I'm going to go down to CompUSA when that existed. And suddenly they say, no, you can't leave. And in fact, if you do, I'm calling the police and you're going to be an outlaw if you leave. And then, I'm telling you, this is a business. This is not about, the doctors really had a legitimate concern. No, this is about them losing a customer, and they have the ability to call the police. Police state takes on, because guess what, folks? In America, the First Amendment has been violated. Which part of it? The freedom of religion. Even the freedom from religion, if that's what you want. But no state-sanctioned religion. It's supposed to be, right? You're supposed to free to worship how you believe, not the state demanding worship. They do that because the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism is the state religion. Prove me wrong. If you got a child with cancer, they're like, you got only one way to go. Chemo, radiation, and surgery. If you try to go another way, we take your child. And in this case, an 18-year-old adult decides they want to go to another hospital. They're not even leaving for a homeopath. Leaving to another hospital, and they're not allowed. They call the police, and suddenly they're on the run. Good news here, folks. More than a year after leaving the Mayo Clinic, Alyssa is now 20. She's out beyond her grim prognosis that they gave her. Last year, she graduated from Martin County West High School, receiving a standing ovation from her class. Her feeding tube is out. I mean, she's finished up her physical and speech therapy last March. A year after leaving Mayo, she'll be a freshman now at Southwest Minnesota State University in September. Folks, they get it wrong. They get it wrong all of the time. And especially when there could be hundreds of thousands of dollars of insurance billing coming the way of that hospital because you have the best insurance. If they had no insurance, they would have cared less, unless there was a state government program that was going to cover it and they could have billed anyway, which we see all the time with children under 18. Folks, be very careful to avoid hospitals unless it's absolutely necessary. And keep an eye on your children, even if they're 18 when they go in. Jeffrey Jackson joins us next.
The Robert Sotfeld Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Sotfeld Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
From the escape from the Mayo Clinic, we go to the embrace of our good friend Jeffrey Jackson, intrepid independent reporter, a great voice and great coverage in terms of the news, where CNN gets it right once every 365 days, perhaps. Jeffrey's getting it right every time. He's nailing the articles he's putting out there. And he's also working with Dell Bigtree and Highwire. And whenever we can get him on board here, he's joining us as he is right now. Unsettled science. Monsanto loses big in landmark Roundup cancer trial. Jeffrey Jackson, how come you're not the only guy reporting on this? This used to be the realm of new media, the things we do, right? Suddenly now we've got a mainstream story that we would have broken in the past and been exclusive on. Everybody's got it.
You bet. It's really nice to see you. I'm humbled to be on right now to talk about this with you. It's really a historical moment. My gosh, we can chop up this story in so many ways. I would say that this is, you know, a lot of people are saying this is the verdict heard around the world. My article kind of gave an overview on that, but I was pointing out some of the science. So, you know, in the past, I was searching some article titles of glyphosate, Roundup, and Monsanto. And, you know, there was back when we were reporting on this stuff early in the day and there wasn't too many other people, we were called climate change deniers for glyphosate.
Yes.
We were called flat earthers. We were called anti-science. And turns out, when push comes to shove and you get some of these people on the stand and you get discovery of the internal emails and the documents, that they're anti-science. The science isn't there. In fact, you know, I'm kind of launching right into this right now, but this is an exciting time for not only America, but people around the globe, because we have, you know, there was big asbestos, or there's the asbestos industry that was hurting people for a very long time, and it was really hard to pin them. In fact, it's still kind of hard to pin those down. The EPA is working to get that stuff back in. Then there was Big Tobacco and with their playbook, and then now we have Monsanto. So on the big timeline of things, this is number three of the big three, and Monsanto was shown in this court case to be using Big Tobacco's playbook, who arguably got it from a lot of the asbestos industry in the past. So this is our generation's Big Tobacco moment, and it's with 4,000 plus lawsuits lined up. It's I can't see it getting any better for Monsanto. This may be the Roundup straw that broke their back, and Bayer has got to be scratching their head saying, "Why do we buy Monsanto? My God!" In fact, just today, Monday, it was announced that the verdict wiped 12 billion euros, which is $14 billion, off Bayer's market value. Because of the stock drop, it dropped 20% of the total acquisition cost.
It's all economics, and I think that's what's happening here. They're seeing the writing on the wall. Now, Bayer screwed up, and I think they're probably going to have to remove their CEO or whoever had the idea to go, yeah, let's buy Monsanto. Like, that was great. You're already, as I call them, the demon spawn of IG Farben. But now we get Monsanto, which was largely considered in a contemporary setting, not necessarily connected to World War II, but the most evil corporation on the planet because of what it did to the environment and people and the science that it corrupted, the outright lies, you know, the attacks on scientists who showed that their Monsanto products were just very dangerous. And so, you know, now that Bayer's got them, I think this is a karmic loop that is closing after 70 years, how it's related. So I'm very pleased by the stock drop. I'm sorry for anybody that has their stock that's just an average person, but I'm thinking, you know, you talk about divesting. They talk about divesting for social reasons, whatever. I think there's nothing better than to divest in than a lot of these biotech stocks that are not feeding the world, as they like to claim, but poisoning it.
Yeah, and we have evidence now. So this is what's great. This is the other angle. I mean, there's so many angles in this story. It's an exciting time. The other angle is there's a discussion now. We can have a discussion. We're not looked at climate change deniers or as anti-science. The discussion now is, in fact, there is a discussion happening at the UC San Francisco campus that's going to be in September, and this is with professors and activists, and they're going to have an open panel discussion there at the auditorium about exactly what these discovery and what they found Monsanto was doing in their internal emails means for the future of science.
Yeah,
and just this month in August, there's a paper titled in the Journal of Public Health Policy titled Roundup Litigation Discovery Documents and the Implications for Public Health and Journal Ethics. So journals are already getting on board now, and they're not wasting any time. We're not going to wait for 5-6 years for this. They're right on the ball to discuss, all right, Big Tobacco is still happening in our own backyard here.
Sometimes,
what do we think about it?
Jeffrey, it takes a long time for this to happen, and then suddenly it crescendos, it rolls downhill. You know, the people that noticed it years ago, like my good buddy Not a Doc, Chris Barr, been writing about this for years. He says here, you should have been reading History of a Crime by Dr. Harvey C. Wiley almost 100 years ago. Again, talk about pure food and drugs, that's not happening. We've got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jeffrey Jackson is here.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Everybody wants to be here with me right now on the air. Yeah, I mean, it'd be better in the garden. I'm getting a nice cool breeze. The sun's kind of slowly, well, it's still pretty high up in the air there. I guess the air, it's outer space.
Yeah.
Right? Folks, we are just having a good time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication. later on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, and now YouTube. And even when we're not able to go live, Super Don's been streaming it out with static images. Occasionally I'll do a Facebook Live kind of video as well, just to let you know what's going on. So big transitions here, but good things are happening. Very exciting as well to have my good friend Jeffrey Jackson, jeffreyjackson.com. If you're not sure how to spell it, just go to robertscottbell.com. Links are up in the show notes. We're talking about the Monsanto trial of the century, right? It's the first one that like nailed them to the wall. All the discovery that came out that they made public that Monsanto didn't ever want to see the light of day helped to contribute to the jury making that decision and the judge going, yep, that's good. Let's got $289 million, whatever. And where this is crescendoing into Bayer stock, which purchased Monsanto, plummeting $14 billion U.S. dollar equivalents, and whatever that might mean at this point. And so there's really interesting things. It's like a consciousness shift. It's there are very few people that see this before it happens. More and more as we have been able to outreach people like my friend Not a Doc, who've been writing about this for years, trying to say, sound the alarm bell, and only a few people listen. More people are now listening. And it's inevitable that they're going to crumble for what they've done. And I'm celebrating it to the best of my ability with Jeffrey Jackson. So, Jeffrey, what else we got in the scientific realm now that has come out?
Discovery documents. So we have Roundup. It's everywhere. It's at Lowe's. It's actually being petitioned to being taken off the shelf at Lowe's and Home Depot. I know Moms Across America is doing that petition right now. So we have these things on the shelf. It's Roundup. It's herbicide. It's these weed killers. And it's glyphosate-based. That means there's glyphosate in it, but there's a lot of other stuff in it, kind of like vaccines. You know, there's a weakened virus in the vaccine, but there's a lot of other stuff in it. So in the internal Monsanto emails from, this was from 2010, from a Monsanto chemistry regulatory affairs manager, says, with regards to the carcinogenicity of our formulations, these are Roundup formulations, we don't have such testing on them directly because they're being questioned about it. Back in 2002, this was as early as 2002, and this is just one court case, people. There's 4,000 plus, so imagine the discovery that's going to come from those. In 2002, a Monsanto scientist said, this is in one of their emails, we're in pretty good shape with glyphosate, but vulnerable on the surfactant. What I've been hearing from you is that this continues to be the case with the studies. Glyphosate is okay, but the formulated products and thus the surfactants do the damage. Mm. And then the last one, this was kind of the home run for me. I've been writing about this for a little while, for about a year since it was discovered, because this discovery has been going on like 2017. This is Donna Farmer, our friend Donna Farmer, Monsanto toxicologist. And she was talking about public messaging. And she wrote, you cannot say Roundup is not a carcinogen. We have not done the necessary testing on the formulations to make that statement. Boom. Mm-hmm. There you go. And that's along with the other stuff, with the EPA collusion, with the ghostwriting of scientific papers, with the paid scientific papers going on. I mean, all this was uncovered in this trial. So I think the reverberation of this is like the pebble dropped in the pond. Like, we have the $289.2 million right now, which is the pebble hit in the pond. But these reverberations are going to be going on for years.
I think it's the boulder hitting the pond. No pun intended. Okay, maybe there was a pun there because I'm in Boulder, Colorado. But, yeah, the splash is bigger than ever. And let's juxtapose that to another news story from a few weeks ago when RFK Jr., Dale Bigtree, had sued HHS, Health and Human Services, about, you know, hey, what's going on with the safety issue on vaccines? Since the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, they had found clauses in the law that Congress passed, signed into law by Reagan at the time, that said, you know what, Health and Human Services now has to take on the responsibility of oversight of safety because there was no longer a tort concept available. You know, you couldn't sue the manufacturers of vaccine makers if your child was injured or killed. It went through a government kangaroo on constitutional court. No liability. So no incentive to make it safer. They knew that. And they said, okay, HHS, you got to pay attention to this. You need to report to Congress, apparently every 2 years. And what was the result of the HHS lawsuit that Dell and RFK Jr. and others, they won? An admission that the Department of Health and Human Services not once has reported to Congress in over 30 years on issues of safety.
That's right.
No oversight whatsoever. Guess what, Jeffrey? Other than what we've done and a few other new media sites, the mainstream media, crickets, complete radio, television silence on that major lawsuit, finding out that the Department of HHS has been violating, breaking the law for over 30 years. No coverage whatsoever. Compare that to what's happening with the Monsanto. I'm curious about your thoughts on silence on one end, on the vaccine issue, yet glyphosate, now it's okay, we can report on that.
It's not socially acceptable to talk about vaccines and their non-safety or their health issues or the lack of safety studies, lack of science, lack of the regulatory agencies that were given the task to do the science, not doing the science. It's not socially acceptable to talk about that yet. And this is why, again, going back to this Monsanto thing, it's busting the door down. So, of course, there's not a link between Monsanto and vaccines, but wait, is there? There was a lab test that came out. This was from two labs, actually, two independent labs that found glyphosate in vaccines because it's so prevalent in our environment.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the HHS admission, the HHS department was tasked in 86 from the act to make or assure improvements in the manufacturing, the testing, the adverse reactions reporting, the research of vaccines, all of that. And they're supposed to send every 2 years, supposed to send a document to Congress to talk about what they've done and chronicle it. So in this court case, they sent for FOIA requests. They were pretty much ignored. And so they had to go to court and sue them. And what came out was the department, this is the quote, the department searches for records did not locate any records responsive to your request. So HHS is kind of just, that's one of the biggest stories.
It's a big admission. They're caught dead to rights. They haven't been, they violated congressional intent in the law. Now, I'm not saying that that's unusual, okay? I admit that. It's like, you know, these federal bureaucracies do this all of the time. But not every day you have a court case where they admit it, is the point. And what does that mean for all of those who are pro-vaccine fanatics, cultists? Is that they can no longer claim that there's any oversight and safety reviews happening. On any level, who's doing it? Unless there's some independent science, which they'll tend to trash, like Andrew Wakefield happens to observe in patients, children's health, gastrointestinal issues, and they also happen to have autism. Never once did he claim that the vaccines were the cause of the autism. He said, we should look into this some more. And they had to destroy Andrew Wakefield because they couldn't attack the science, which they then claimed by virtue of, well, we destroyed Wakefield, then everything else must be bunk. So they've had success in distracting you by, you know, waving their hands frantically over here. Don't pay attention to that. And they're doing it again on a media level with the vaccine issue after the HHS, you know, court case that they lost. They're ignoring it. So it isn't about waving their hands. They just ignore it because they've been successful at ignoring it up to this point. Unlike the glyphosate, Monsanto, Bayer issue, which apparently they're no longer able to ignore.
That's right. And, you know, Wakefield's only going to work. It's only worked for so long. Bobby Kennedy said the evidence, the science, we've gotten to a point now where the science, this was in his post-verdict press conference. We've gotten to a point now where the science has accumulated so much that one cannot argue the fact that this stuff is safe. So we've gotten to a point, I think, with vaccines, or we soon will, where the science on the other side, this HHS notice, I mean, there's so much. We talk about it almost every month on your show, that Andrew Wakefield on the other side of the scale is not going to balance this out anymore. Or they're straw man of Andrew Wakefield.
Right, right.
The story that they're telling. So it's actually kind of funny when I see something break in the news and they're using Andrew Wakefield to still support their premise that vaccines are safe and effective. That tells me their arguments are running out. And every time, like this HHS notice or Monsanto, it's like, one step closer to a checkmate, one step closer to checkmate. So I was researching some stuff for Highwire, and it was on asbestos. And I read what actually phased it out in America was not legislation. It was not the EPA. They actually dropped the ball on it. It was the lawyers that basically some of the biggest law firms dealt specifically only with asbestos cases because it was a multi-billion-dollar industry. So think about this. There was approximately over 100 companies put out of business, and they just shut down the entire industry globally, especially in America, because of the lawsuits. Just think that's exactly what would happen with vaccines, and that's what we're watching start happening with herbicide. So when the regulatory agencies fail, we can count on good old-fashioned lawyers to come in there and make some money off the back of these corporations as they fall.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, it's a different story when the money is starting to drain out of the coffers of those companies, like what's happened with Bayer and Monsanto. And if we see the vaccine manufacturers like Merck, GSK, others that are producing these things, it becomes the same scenario that happened in the mid-'80s when Reagan was president. We can't afford to bring vaccines to America because you guys are suing us too much. Why? Because your product is so dangerous and deadly. And so they had no option, and they said, we're leaving. And unfortunately, Reagan and others at that time had no idea that you don't need the vaccines. There are other ways to address immune function to protect you. And in fact, there are reasons to have these childhood diseases that are helpful and beneficial to immune development to prevent chronic diseases, including cancer, later in life. And we didn't have that back then. They didn't have it. They didn't know it. Now we do. Some people knew it, but not everybody. And now it's the next phase of this is when you can pierce that veil of invincibility. When they have violated the law to this degree, there should be a way to now be able to go after those manufacturers that the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program law will not be able to shield them from this, from the lies that have been told. And that will change things for the better. And, Jeffrey, I just continue to appreciate you helping to cover these stories in the written form as well as appearing on this show when you can to relate what's going on in ways that they will not hear. Even if CNN gets one story right a year, they will not relate it the way you do.
Thank you. Well, it's a pleasure. I mean, this is a historic moment, and I'm honored to be on right now. And it's just humbling to see this ball start rolling and just keep hammering out on the air because, you know, there's been some censorship coming, so just keep going because on the other side, they're crumbling.
Yep, they are. And thanks to Jeffrey Jackson, we keep that word getting out to the people who need to hear it. So thank you, my friend. We got to take a break. Is Viagra the cure for blindness or the cause of it? We're going to find out after the break. And we've got Dr. Rasha Bitar doing some advanced medicine as we do each and every week as well. Go check it out at robertscottbell.com. Thank you, Jeffrey Jackson.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right. I'm debating whether to eat a cucumber that has been pickling for 24 hours. Because I honestly know I would grow cucumbers. They didn't grow well in Florida where I was, but they grow well here, and they've got some beautiful organic cucumbers. I'm like, I'm not a cucumber fan. Pickle it, I'm in, all the way. And so he pickled it overnight, and so maybe I'll try it on the top of the hour news break, because I can't crunch away right now to see if they're really pickled, and then I go, yeah, I eat those. Anyway, we've got, and Super Don, why were you snickering as I was talking about pickles and cucumbers in this commercial
break?
Oh, it's
just funny. Sometimes when you're on the road, if you're watching the YouTube on the breaks, you get some of the most random comments and topics and things that get discussed, like, how long has that cucumber been pickling? It just made me laugh. I don't know.
Funny. I'm happy that you're laughing. I always like it to make my wife laugh and my radio wife, I mean husband, whatever Super Don is, and he laughs and everybody's happy. So there we go. But yeah, speaking of pickles, Viagra. Okay, how's that for a segue? No? Bad.
Oh,
horrible. Horrible. I know.
The world
bad host.
Groaned.
Bad host. Yes. Bad host. But, hey, right. You know what? You're the one that picked the story out, so I can't. What am I going to say? Stop it. You'll go blind. This relates to that, too, doesn't it? Scientists are now saying, hey, remember that Viagra that's gone over the counter and we can't make $1 billion off of it anymore? It could be the miracle cure for blindness.
Blindness.
Right. It's a miracle cure for everything. Let's lower the dose, and we'll find another way. We'll use another claim in the scientific journals, and we'll get patent protection once again, and we'll be able to, yeah. So, blindness.
How long has it been since Viagra went over the counter in the UK? It's not over the counter here in the U.S. yet.
Okay, in the UK.
But yeah. I think it is in the UK. And we covered a story, I don't remember what it was, but it wasn't that long ago, where they had another thing. It was like, oh, look, wow, check this out. Viagra, you know, will stop global warming or something. You know, I mean, it was just like, why are we all of a sudden finding all these uses for Viagra? But obviously, it's because they want to try and figure out a way to make more money off of it somehow.
Yeah.
But in this case, this is actually coming out of the UK, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And they found that, yes, indeed, according to science, that if you give people with vision problems Viagra, it will improve their eyesight. So,
well, we've always known that this drug has affected the. What are you laughing at? What is there another comment I'm missing here?
No. Go ahead. I just think it's funny. But
all right.
Anyway,
we've always known that that drug has impacted the vascular system. In fact, it was a vascular drug prior to its reintroduction to the world as Viagra, the impotence drug. Right? It was a side effect of the previous version, and then they said the side effect is more profitable than the effect we had before. Let's erase that, make that the side effect. The direct effect is hello, and that's where it went. Now, out of patent protection, they got to figure out other ways to use it. And, you know, we have integrative doctors that I'm familiar with that are promoting the use of Viagra in low doses for other things. And, you know, I'm just not a big fan of synthetic chemicals, whether they're drugs or whether they're supposedly dietary supplements. Even if you could say, okay, there's some measurable benefit because we know it could affect, let's say, blood vessels to the eye. And maybe that's their theory, how this is going to impact certain macular diseases. But isn't there a better way? Of course there is. When it comes to vascular integrity, silica is so important and is so deficient in people with vascular abnormalities. Protecting the integrity of the eye. Selenium. You know, these are the things we've talked about, but they're not going to make a zillion dollars off of 100% whole food supplementation, so they're going to go back to Viagra, because Viagra's got the automatic, you say Viagra, people go, oh, I wonder what this is about, right? It's got an automatic intrigue to it. So it's that drug that does so many things, now we can repackage it, and you know you're going to get press on it, and you might even get patent protection on it in a new way. So I think that's what they're going for here.
There are a lot of eye drugs that are out there that I think Pfizer is looking at this going, you know what, if we can figure out a way to repackage Viagra, we can give those other pharmaceutical companies some stiff competition.
Oh, he made a pickle joke. It wasn't just me. I'm not the only guy here doing that. Where are the ladies on this? They would make jokes, wouldn't they? Or they just, like my wife, shake her head and just go, oh, you boys, this is what you do. All right, folks, if you want to balance this out, keep listening, send us your messages, watch us on YouTube, go to robertscottbell.com. We got lots of upcoming events in the show notes. Check it out. We are live in Boulder, Colorado. The sun's going down. It's beautiful in the garden. Check it out on YouTube. You'll find it at robertscottbell.com. Next hour, Advanced Medicine with Dr. Raja Bitar, because the power to heal is still yours and always will be.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.